Okay. Totally the cat, mate. Gifen shikh er gebit so gut. Meisen gikh er kol ya, de sif kiga. Gifen am sif kiga.
Heim
gifen gikh. So the more answer is that when the Torah says ki yigi, it also means go. Tanya, Posal ben Gila, we see in Megiche, Leimalach, Zuyi Negife, Zuyi Negiche. Rashi. Negife she doch for the Gufa. So Negife means pushing. Be Yizika be Kavone. Revitzo she roa sotirin be derech, be hocho be rofzalein, she daily shavu. Be yite she boa to be raglel, be shivu es hakirin. Vaoche have told the Karen Kavnos lahazik, ki Karen, ven anosele zeike ki Karen. Ven ezeiki mozu tolu. Vinka chave ki kera. Di choleimez di lihua do bi bezdin gimu pomin bikach in mishalemez di lechon. Mai shi nigiche li kol yav di chsif ki yiga. Nigife name ksif ki yiga fshiri se shirei. Vichidin di nigife ksif. Tev nama ab, because av is that which is spelled out by the Torah. Hach nigife nigiche. Veloi tchibzat. In the Loshon Chachamim, Megife means kicking, pushing, not kicking.
Bucking, we say in America.
Okay. But in the Loshon Torah, Kiyige means God. Post Chakosu Megif, Kiyige Shiri Se Shirei, Bisiyem Bingiche, Eneida Kishir Nagachu, Velo Iksiv Kishir Nagachu. Aber nog alo nagoch. Leimel al da hach mi gif el aftre vesag gif. Elo mi gif has kere. Vin lekel im eimer a kate mi gif e aba ab. U mi gif e zui hi mi gif e. Da heine trif es a gif. Do mi gif e aschke chondi bi kerene. So in other words, he could not say that he gave his reference to pushing, because the Torah mentions Kera. Kera means going, and since it's Posach bin Gicha b'Sirim, Posach bin Gicha b'Sirim bin Gicha, so the Negicha of the Torah also has reference out to two horns. That's Negicha. Go! Alright. Umay Shne. Now, the Russian apostle is ay. Now, in Mishpotim, in Shmeis Chofalev, Posik Chofches, the Torah says, V'chiyigach sheir asis o yasish, V'meis, sokel yisokei l'asheir, V'leyochel es psorei uval asher noki. Then, in Posik, Lamedhei, the Torah says, V'chiyigif sheir ish asher eyo, V'meis, umochos asher achai, Bechotzos Kaspei, Begamas HaMesiach. So, in Posik Chofches, where the Torah discusses the case, where a Sheir goes, a human being, so then the Torah uses the Loshon Kiyigach. In Posik Lamedhei, where the Torah discusses the case, where one Sheir goes, another Sheir, there the Torah employs the term Yigif. Why? As the reason. My stick of Adam the Sifki Yiga, and my stick of the Himmel the Sifki Yiga, Adam the Slim Masle Sifki Yiga, the Himmel the Slim Masle Sifki Yiga, and Mil Saga Vulka Kamashala, the mood loadam have a mood behemo, the mood behemo have a mood load. So in other words, the reason as to why the Torah is discussing the case of a lax boring human being uses a lashon hiyigach, and in discussing the case of an axe goring another axe, he uses the lashon yigay, because other mislim master and behemoth is less than master. And it's not just a question of something that has no practical significance. It has a practical significance. So Kamash Malone, that Mu'ed li'odom have a Mu'ed behemoth, Mu'ed behemoth will have a Mu'ed li'odom. Now, so let's first learn the Rashi, and then we'll go over the other Rashi. And Mu'ed li'odom. V'agavul chekom hash malon, kro, meditole nikiche bi'odom, nikiche behemoth, dimash manich yi'a behemoth lomus, min'odom. In other words, yigit means not an action that requires great concentration and determination. Just as one share passes by the other share, just, you know.
Yes,
it looks like incidental, you know. But yigach means not, it doesn't look like incidental, it looks
totally wrong.
Premeditation, I mean, it's a determination. So, Adam, How is it shaykh to say muad l'arges odom? After all, the shayr, the chiyuv between, the difference between tam and muad applies l'gavi kefa. So, where in the shayr tam kills a human being, so the owner does not pay kefa. If shayr muad kills a human being, the odom is the owner is chayr kefa. But as far as the chiyuv misa, the shayr is concerned, so even if shayr tam kills a human being is chayr kefa. So how is it possible that somebody should be mu'ed in killing another? The first time he killed another, so the Sanhedrin executed. So how is it possible? So Rashi says, "Mu'ed la'agas or mishkaso ki shloma bedina shenagach shorish panim shloim miskal miyad kishehimis rish." So it is interesting that Rashi, in explaining the Gemara of Mu'ed l'Odom, have a Mu'ed l'Behemo, Mu'ed l'Behemo, have a Mu'ed l'Odom, he doesn't mention a case of Nizokin, but of Nisim. Why? Why of Nisim? Why can't he mention Nizokin? The answer is because Rashi was bothered by Tesis Kashi. Now let's see the Tesis. Umil sagavur hakamash. Vafil raf popel domo vikam bishir shenog avar l'Behemo. The Mu'ed l'Odom, Stomel, Abed Mu'ed l'Behemo, it's a machlikes, Daf Lamed Zayin, Omed Aleph, between Rav Zvi and Rav Pop. Rav Zvi says that Mu'ed l'Odom, in Astam, is Mu'ed l'Behemo. Is Mu'ed l'Behemo. And Rav Pop says that Mu'ed l'Odom Stam is not Mu'ed l'Behemo. What it means, Mu'ed l'Odom Stam? Mu'ed l'Odom Stam means he was negeach three human beings, but not one and all. So according to Rav Zvi, since he was accustomed to go human beings, so Mimele is considered a Mu'ed for behemoth. Rav Pop says no. If he go a human being three times, and not the behemo, so vis-a-vis behemo is not the behemo. And we pass like a puppet. So the question is, here the Gemara says that Mu'ed L'Odom have a Mu'ed L'Behemo and Rav Popen, we pass like Rav Popen, says that Mu'ed L'Odom is have Mu'ed L'Behemo. That's the discussion. So this, I think, was the Kashi that bothers Rashi. So that's why Rashi applies this Gemara not to Mizokin, but to Misin. So in other words, because it's two separate halachas, we see that according to the Rambam, it is definitely two separate halachas. Regarding Nizokim, there is a distinction between the Tam, the Shir Tam, and Shem, because the Shir Tam pays for Tnevi, and the Shem Weret pays no Lishon. Regarding other kid, regarding Sheyel, kills him. So there is also a distinction between the Shir Tam and Shem Weret. If a Shemuet kills a human being, so then the owner has to pay kefir. If a Shetam kills a human being, an owner does not kill, the owner does not, is not a chayv kefir. So it's, and we see from Loshon Rambam. Now there is a Gemara. Now let's first see the Gemara that we want to test. The Machlekes between Mazdin and Rav. I'm a Zion, that's right.
I'm a Zion.
What is that?
She's saying that the Gemara Lama Zion is talking about the Hezek.
Hezek, yes.
And when the Gemara is Gemara Lama Zion, the Behem is talking about
what, Hezek. What? When the Gemara here, that's how Rashi answers this discussion.
Now the Gabbai Nisa, which everyone agrees on more about.
Well, Mulan Rabbein.
What?
But what?
What's the story to
be? One second. That's Lama Zion with our Demish. Shea Shul Muyed Liminei. Then he made the shame in a more lodom than more the behemo, more the tam than more the daily, a shoe more the Michalim the Cholem, the shame more the Michalim Hotsonet. Hard. Omro with me rebuke, have his more the Shabosses than more the Hill. Omrohem, the Shabosses Michalim the Cholem, the Misahil Michalim Hotsonet. The Emma say tam, Michi Alza, the Gimel Michalos. Itma, Rav Zvi Domar Ve'inim Lech. When the Mishneh says Sheyashov Umed Liminei Ve'inim Lech Sheyiminei, so we have to be Geiris Udivov Sheyashov Umed Liminei Ve'inim Lech Sheyiminei. In other words, we know that he is not addicted to going other animals, not his meat, let's say. We know that he's addicted to goring ducks, but he's not addicted to gore camels, or let's say camel. We know that a camel is addicted. He has the habit of goring camels, his own species, but ducks are not. But Nastam, if we know that a certain ox gored three oxen, so is to be considered as a mu'e to camels and to lambs and everything. So itma razvi doma ve'ini mu'etna. Rav Popa omar eini mu'etna. In other words, without a law. So Sheya shall mu'ed limine, eini mu'ed lishenimine. Not only if we observed him and we saw that he's nice to animals, not his species, without noticing everything. So the fact that we know he got three oxen does not mean that he has a din of a mu'ed l'gabi kamos. So mele, in every item of the Mishnah, we are not geared as the both, according to Rav, and we pass not Rav Pop. Sheir shom mu'ed l'minei, eini mu'ed l'shenimini. Mu'ed l'odom, eini mu'ed l'bein. But according to Rav Vid, if it's v'eini mu'ed l'bein, or what nastam is mu'ed l'bein. So, Rav Pop omar, eini mu'ed. Okay, that's one Gemara, l'gabi nizor. Then, let's see another Gemara, l'gabi odom, l'gabi chiyuv misi. That's Mem Aleph, Omid Aleph, the Mishnah. שייך שנגח את האודם ומייס מועד משלם כיפח איתם פוטם נגיד כי זה וזה חיוב ומיס וכי ניבס וכי ניבן וכי ניבס נגחרת יאומו נעיסים שלושים סלויים בין שיופה מיומונה ובין שיופה לדנך וכניחד ניתן קטלין עלי דעות ודקשת ודרשת מנסה מועד איך המשכחת because the nachmir between tam and mut is ligabi chiyuv keita but with the chiyuv nisel the shea not after minute so how can we visualize the case of a shea mut killing a human being the moment he killed the first time a human being so Sanhedrin had to execute a shea
yeah. Can you say that the first two times was nefik only he only injured a man a person
no that's not called mut here mut
no?
means in arigasa
what
if
he wounded three people?
So then, the fourth time when he kills, the owner doesn't pay kefa. Only if he already had killed three human beings, not if he had been injured. ויום דושים לי ברוך הוא היוהר שיוהר קורנט רבי דה זה טרמנדס חידש טרמנדס חידש in other words קורנט רבי even if he didn't kill three human beings before he killed for the fourth time human being but he was chasing after three human beings and yet he had many helpers who helped him so that he shouldn't kill the three human beings. And then the fourth human being, he chased after the fourth human being.
And he was successful.
And he was successful. He didn't have helpers. So the owner passed the big gift. That's a big finish. Tremendous finish. The Gabi Zokin, Rabbi wouldn't say it. The Gabi Zokin would Rabbi say, let's say, that the Shea Mue, the owner pays in the Sholeb, only if it's the fourth time. If before that he injured three sheep, but suppose he just chased after three sheep, but the three sheep had helpers and they saved him. And then he injured the fourth sheep, he didn't have any help. So then will Rabbi say that he's chayef to pay the sholem? Probably not. But Rabbi applies it to Kiv, the Gabriel. But Rav Asher is really keeping the Gabriel order. Rav Asher Amar, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that only if he had killed three human beings before he kills for the fourth time. But if he had chased after three human beings and then he killed the fourth time successfully, so then the owner doesn't pay him. Umgelachtum, a hochmaskinen, tiensche sike, lishloishen yo. That is also a big finish. Sike, lishloishen yo. Alright. Ravzvidoma, tiensche horak, shloishen behemis. So, you know, as the kashe, jod, behemo, abu, jod, odom. Elom, ravzmek, tiensche horak, shloishen, tichov. So, you know, as the kashe, umuel, tichov, abu, jod, nisroer. Elom, arishlok, kushim, lokish. Tiensche horak, שליש בני אדם טריף ומוד לטריף אבא מוד לשולי אלו מרח פופה תיקות על בי אורק לאדמי he escaped that's the final tarot the most cash is how can you realize the case of Ishei Eloi who killed the human being the fourth time and Bezni didn't do anything about it he escaped so Bezni couldn't do anything about it all right there's the Gemara Anyway, the Gemara says here b'feirash that mued li odom lo yave mued li behima lo yave mued li odom li gabe the chiyuv keifer but the Rambam paskins li gabe the chiyuv keifer not only mued li akuma mued li yisrael mued li treifa mued li sholem But even more to be him or have him more to order many, he has to be him. So the question, what yet?
the person starts to speak.
No, there is no machlekes, no, no.
Rashvid
has reference. Rashvid and Rav Pope has reference.
No, Rashvid here. Which one? No. So he has the...
No, but the Gemara refutes that.
There's
an action. Yeah, that's only, but the Gemara refutes that. That's why I have to say, Paschus, like I've seen from the Gemara, says, Beferesh, the counter of the Gemara refutes that. So the Magdishne says that the Rambam had a different gears. The Rambam had a different gears in this Gemara. The Gemara is a big one. Excellent. Amen Aloha Aleph. Sheya Sheheini says, Odom, Bichol Mokim. Bin Godel, Bin Kotom, Bin Ebed, Bin Benchirin, Echotam, Echot Nuet, Harei Zeniska. In Hemis is a Hakum, Poshati Vineyev. That's a difficult Ramon itself. There is a Priman, it's not in the Sefer, but that's, but it's not our concern now. Why do you say Poshati Vineyev? Kimis is a Balim, Kamis is a Sheya. So if the owner kills an Hakum, it's part of his business, Chayv Mishri Shomai. So mainly if the Sheya kills an Hakum, he's also part of it. Why does the Rambam say to Vineyev? That's a difficult Ramon.
What does the Rambam say?
Poshati Vineyev. We are done with Bidineyem of the Bnei, of the Umis. Echot Sheya ve'echot Shor be'im o'chayo ve'iv she'imisu arel miskol. Ma bin tam she'orak es odom limu et she'orak es odom she'atam potam na teifa v'ameit chayo v'kif uv'uvad she'yemu et la'arot. Then I'll have a gimbal. Ve'heyo v'chol be'im o'chayo ve'iv she'orak es odom miskolim ich'im tzomu et la'arot שישאנו באו לפסקית כי שאור השלישית ידחוב פרקחו על ישראל שהמועד לעקומה וזה מועד לישראל אי שאור השלישית ישראל תחית פרקחו על שאור אי שאור הקובח וביבי ניתפס שנבל so that it is okay שנבל חיום בכיף הרד שיסוק לשיר וכן עם סיכין שלישה בני עולם כיחוש אי שאור השלישה באמס הור הצלי שבאים עשי במועד לבאים או איזה במועדו הרי זה מועד להריגו ובולות נשאר מנזקים so the magnishne is the kash the magnishne says that the Rambam had a different gears in other words it was there is in Jehoah שלי שבאים עש ומועד לבאים או אבא מועד לאודו בנחוסת בנחוסת אני יכול לחוש and then אומר חפסימה חפסימה אומר not אלו אומר חפסימה but חפסימה אומר כי אם שאור השלי של כחופים הוא מועד לו כחופים אבל מועד לישראל then not אלו רפשים לא כשמה כי אם שאור השלי של מועד לו תריפה הוא מועד לו תריפה אבל מועד לישראל אני חוש and then רב פופה אמר, דיקוטל בו הרבה. דיקוטל בו הרבה. That's right. רמב"ם גרס היה לי דיפן גרס.
That's why פסן זה כל אוקינקיס.
Well, all the
Kinkis. Not just the last one.
That's right. All the Kinkis.
He takes out the Elo.
But, and it strikes out the Elo. He wasn't Gears the Elo. He wasn't Gears the Elo. It's another Gears in the Elo. In the Gemara. But, as far as Nizokin is concerned, so the Rambam Paskins, Beferesh, that not only Mued Lebeim or Lehavim Mued Leodom Legavim Nizok but even Mued Leodom Lehavim Mued Lebeim or Legavim Nizok so obviously there is a distinction we'll soon see so Meleizi it's very mistaba to say that this is the way Rashi answers the Kasha of Thesis now we can go back Rashi Thesis is the Kasha of Thesis ואפילו רב פופה דומה קם בשש מרד על ואי דמוד לא דום סתומה להב ודמוד ואימו היי נסוקיבוס so Rashi is the parrots no there he talks about Nizoki and here Nils had a book a Kamash Milon Nils had a book a Kamash Milon דמוד לאודום ודמוד לבאימו לגבי אודום לגבי קייפה I mean דמוד לאודום ודמוד לבאימו what does it mean? Mudla Mudla Behemo. Well, In other words, the thief is a muet. Now the question is, if he's a muet, that the Rashi is not as simple as the Rambam. The Rambam writes in different gears, but according to Rashi, how will Rashi explain? Rashi said, muet l'odom, if he killed three human beings, so it's not exactly like the Rambam. But I just mentioned the Rambam to see that there is a distinction between muet l'odom l'gabi keifer and muet and l'gabi zokhi. So, but Rashi, how will Rashi explain? The muet l'odom, the muet l'odom, if he killed three human beings, the muet l'beimo, so it will be mechuyev and ezek sholeim, if the fourth time is much, right, that's a big chiddush that we don't see in the Rambam. In other words, but if he is a muet l'beimo, so then he is not a muet l'odom. So that's why Rashi. But it's not exactly like the Rambam. But in Sves holds that there is no distinction between becoming a muet l'gabe nizokin to pay the sholem and becoming a muet l'gabe Chiyuvki, there's no distinction. So that's the discussion. How does Gemara say yes? What is it?
That's referring to Rashi, so it come up.
One second. According to Rashi, so you have to say now. All right, we'll go back to the Gemara, to the Mishnah that from Isaiah. One second. Shea shall muedli neimu, v'mine v'ni muedli shenimu. Muedli odom, ואיני מועד לבהימו מועד לקטנים ואיני מועד לגדלים אשר מועד למשל לשולם ואשר מועד למשל מחסן הלס. We have to say that when Rashi, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says here, the Gemara, so יתמה רסביד אומר ואיני מועדנה רב פופו אומר איני מועדנה. So true. So according to Rav Pope, there is no vav in each item. One of the items in the Mishnah is Moed L'Odom. Eini Moed L'Behem. Eini Moed L'Odom. Not Be'eini, but Eini Moed L'Odom. So according to Rashi, this item in the Mishnah, Moed L'Odom and Moed L'Behem, is limited to the case of a Moed L'Odom where he injured three times in a row. He injured him, but he didn't kill. So then, of course, not so ferocious an act, you know, to injure, that's a moderate act, you know. He only injures, you know. So then, if he only injured a human being three times, he does not become a mortal behemoth. When he injures or kills a behemoth, he should pay an election. Because he's only moderate nakh. Not a real killer. So then, when the fourth time he injures or kills the behemoth, he pays only chatzin ezek. But in the case of the muet l'odom who killed three times in being, then the fourth time he goes isheir, he pays an ezek shor. That's according to Rashi. It's not mamish like the Rambam. So in other words, but here it obviously here. When Rav Pope says any Moetnan, so he has reference to all the items, to the item of Moed L'Odom, so he's not Geiris the any Moed L'Beimo, but any Moed L'Beimo. But it means Moed L'Odom, where he was in Moed to injure another, not to kill another. But if he was in Moed to kill another, then he becomes a Moed L'Beimo, like Abin Ezek Shalom, according to Rashi. Oh, the Moed L'Behemo in Moed L'Odom, so that's according to Rashi is very simple. Moed L'Behemo is in Moed L'Odom in respect to everything. In Moed L'Odom, Ligabe Chiyuv Keifer, and in Moed L'Odom, Ligabe paying it at Shalom, according to Rashi. But that, not translate, like Rav Pope, because.
No, everybody would agree to that.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody would agree to that.
So how is Rashi Gersin that's not Gersin?
I will just say. Rashi is Gersin. Rashi's, I just mentioned the Rambam, the Dinya.
So that's the two different parashas.
Two different, yeah, that's right, it's two different parashas. That's it. But not that Rashi should be right. So, take what he says, Israel can Rashi should tells, and according to Israel, it's not two separate parashas. It's two separate parashas that there is a Chiyuv Kefer, but they all depend upon the same kind of Mu'ed. So Taisa says, here the Gemara says, Mu'ed li'odom. Have a mu'ed behemo, it means not just mu'ed l'odom, just by odom, and behemoth he didn't touch. Nogach, mu'ed l'odom means when he got two animals of different species, chameir and nigomo, and another. So there is a tziruf of nigiche to behemoth and to another. So then, in view of the fact that one of the three whom he is nigiach was another, he becomes a nakhon tolbeinus. But mu'ed behemo means if he was negiach three species of animals, sheir, chameir, v'gomor, and he was not, and one were, Odom was not one of them, then he's loyav mu'ed l'odom, but he's mu'ed to every species of animal, but not another. Why? Because it's more difficult to go an Odom than to go an animal. אבל נוגח אדום שבע חמיר דנגים מינים אבל מועד לחול אבל נוגח שבע חמיר וגומר לא יעד מועד לעולם ואף אגב דחול בין אבל מועד אבל אפילו רב פופי כדיס עושה הרב מנחם פירש דוח מועד לאודום שהוא מועד לקל וחוז הרבה מבין ונישה מועד לאודום אבל מועד לבין so here the Gemara doesn't mean מועד לאודום אבל מועד לבין that At the very outset, so Mu'ed L'Odom does not become Mu'ed L'Beim. It doesn't become in any situation. Even the situation that the first Rosh of Tiris mentioned, of Nogach Odom Sheir V'Gom also, he doesn't become. But here the Gemara means a Sheir that was addicted to go Odom and Behim or everything. And then the Sheir became a Balchuri and he stopped a partial Balchuri and he started going behemoth, but he did not become a Balchuri as to Adam. So maybe even the Gabi Behemo remains a Mu'ed. The Nisha Mu'ed L'Odom have a Mu'ed L'Behemo, the Chazor Behemo of Chazori, have a Mu'ed L'Chol, but
where are we
from? Taste just now. Have a Mu'ed L'Chol, the Chazor Mu'odom, lo have a Mu'ed L'Odom. The Chazorah the Odom Chazori. So if he's immediately called the Chazorah the Odom, so he's loy have a Mu'ed L'Odom the Chazorah the Chazori. All right, that's this job. Now, but at one second, we see according to the Rambam. Now, what we saw that the Shita of the Rambam is. I don't mean that Rashi Shita is like Rambam. It's not an element in any way. But there is one common denominator between Rambam and Rashi that becoming a Mu'ed L'Gabi Kefer is not the same aloche as becoming a Mu'ed L'Gabi Nezek. That I would like to explain. Now, let's turn to the Gemara. The Mishnah. Izel tam vizel mort. Mort kol shiid beishleish yom. Vitam mishiyaza beishleish yom. Dibur Rav Yehuda. So who is a tam and who is a mort? A mort is one where on 3 days there was Haggadah Seidin that he got. In other words, the Deidin. That they didn't testify that on Sunday he got, on Monday he got, on Tuesday he got. Vitam, when does he become Itam after becoming wet. The Mishnah doesn't. So when does it become Itam after becoming wet? That is Mishayaza Beshleishyam. In other words, if he had three opportunities, the Sheya, good opportunities to go, and he abstained from going, so that's a raya that he's not an addict anymore, he's rehabilitated. What is it about? A rehabilitated, in modern lingo, it means he's rehabilitated, you know, a drug addict who is rehabilitated. If he had three opportunities, just because he didn't go doesn't mean think he had no opportunity to go. But if he had a good opportunity to go three times and didn't try to go, so that's a raya that he's rehabilitated. So he's a genital. You are a beauty. Rab Meir and Meir. Mu'et she'idu be'shlei she'pamim. V'tam kol she'yu at ne'ikis ni'mash me'shim be'vin ni'gech. So there's a machlekes, a double machlekes between Rab Yudah and Rab Meir. One in regard to Adoye, how to become an addict, and one how to become rehabilitated. Two separate machlekes. So in becoming rehabilitated, so according to Rabbi Yudah is, if he had an opportunity three times to go and he doesn't, so it's a raya, he's rehabilitated. According to Rabbi Yudah, that's not no raya, but only if children can play with him, then it's a raya that is rehabilitated. My time with Rabbi Yudah. Omar Abaye, Tmei Uchat, Mitmei Uchat, שיר שם תלותם ולא ישמרנו בעולם עושם לנגיח הרביעיס. That's how Rabbi Yudah dashes. רוב אמר תמייר, because תמייר שיטה does not have to be explained. It's very pushed. The Torah or our days, the Torah mentions Muet means three times, but not days, but Rabbi Yudah. But Rabbi Yudah mentions a big chiddush. Days. What did the Torah mention? Days. So Rabbi says, "Meir."
Yesterday,
one second. So Rameya doesn't feel, Rameya Shita doesn't require an explanation. Very simple. Three times. Doesn't have to be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Can be on Sunday itself. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. But Rabbi Yudah has to be explained. What did the Torah mention? Three separate days. So you dash in that way. Tmei Uchad, Mit, Mei Trei, Shul Shim Tulot Lote, Tulo Yishmeren Ubele, V'asam Likich Revis. Rov Omar, Tmei Mit, Mei Uchad, from Mit, Mei is only one day. Shul Shim Tulot, Tulo Yishmeren Ohoid Nechai. Ohoid Nechai. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rode, Alibid Rabbi Yudah. We pass like a mayor. But there is a machlekes between Abai and Rode, Alibid Rabbi Yudah. So, one second. Let's see the Rashi's pshat. Asam lingicha revis. She lay shamay. Vinogach lingicha revis. Mishalim aliyah melek sholem. Ava ashlish is paul benizkir mishalim. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Yudah Shita is that he's only Mechuyev Neshol on the fourth Nekicha, but on the third Nekicha he's not Mechuyev Neshol. Bashem Kei, Vulishmerenu, according to Rove, Rabbi Yudah Shita is that he's Mechuyev on the third Nekicha, good enough Gimin, that's his Rashi. Let's see the cases. Pirish Bekuntres Befeb, Pirish Hashemno, So coming to Rabbi, he's chayev on the third nidich, even though before he was nigeach, so he was not a nakhon yet, and he becomes a nakhon to the third nidich, so he's chayev. So pure become the pure shreshenu Rabbi become gimel chayev nidichol. So right now, the perushi hod the kamal the kamon dosi gimel kitesade. So if we say that Liyudi Gavre, so then there has to be Kabbalah Seydes after every Nigiche. Not that there's no Kabbalah Seydes, all the three Nigiches, all the three Nigiches that took place before. But if we say Liyudi Gavre, so there has to be a separate Kabbalah Seydes on each Nigiche. Purely, so So how can God say that for the third Nigicha is high? Because after all, there has to be the Huadi Bolov after three Nigichas, after the Shea was Ulachmach. Ubreisel Kamon Koma. So how does Rashi? Here Rashi at first said that according to Rove, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev for the third Nigich. That's what Rove means when he says Yishmeren is Mechayev. Then he was Chizeh from the Mshad. So what is the Machlokes between Abai and Rove? He said there is no Machlokes. Just the way they darshan from the Pesukim. But everybody is made up by and Rove, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is chayev only on the fourth Nigiche, that is, after three Nigiches took place on three separate days.
According to Rashi here, Chazaka is not just by Nigiche, by Talmud, Chazaka. It's on the third time, not after.
Okay, I'll discuss that. One second. The Rav Rabbi Zlil Pirish, the Ike Benayed, Rabbi, so, in other words, there is one lashon of Rashi, and then there is the final lashon of Rashi. According to one lashon of Rashi, there is a big nafkamina between Abaye and Rove. So if you are Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayev and you're showing only for a fourth nigiche, and according to Rove, Alibe, the Rabbi Yehuda is chayev and you're showing for the third nigiche. According to Rashi's final lashon, there is no nafkamina, it's just the machleik, as much more as there's. From which words do we learn it out? Whether from Meilchad, Mitle, Treyor, from Leishmer. But in final analysis, the same thing. Then a Rav Rabbe Ezra, Rav Rabbe Azriel Pirish, the Ike Benayed, the Abaye, the Dorish Leishmer, and Likicha Dalet, the Mishal Nerek Shalom, Ad Yen Dalet, the Leishmer, and the Rav Yen Dalet, Dumge, the Tmil Shilshem, Avul Rode, Lexit Nikicha Dalet, Afu Noga Dalet, the Gimuchai, it's a third chicken. In other words, there is an afternoon. But both agree, Abai and Rove, that Alibi the Rav Yehuda, you are only hiring and showing for the fourth Nigiche. But because until the fourth Nigiche, with the third Nigiche, he becomes established as an act. So after that, he's high. But according to Abai, Alibi the Rav Yehuda, so he's higher for the fourth Nigiche if the fourth Nigiche takes place on the fourth day. In other words, he was Nigiche on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. Then the fourth Nigiche took place on Wednesday, Israel. But suppose he was Nigiach on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the morning, and then the fourth Nigiach took place Tuesday in the afternoon, he's Potter of Nigiach. According to Rabbi, even if he was Nigiach Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the morning, and the fourth Nigiach took place Tuesday afternoon, he's also High Nigiach. But so, we see from that that the halacha of Hadoya is not just the question of establishing the fact that the axe is an edict. Because if it had been just a question of the axe being an edict, how could a Rav Rabbi Israel say that according to Abaye, the fourth Nigiche must take place dafke on Wednesday? What's wrong if it takes place on Tuesday? He's already an edict. Ligabi, because the three Nigiches, the Rabbi Yehuda says, they cannot take place in one day. So, but he only on three separate days, because if he's nigeach on one day, so he's like in a bad mood, you know, temporary insanity, just in a bad mood, you know. Human beings have moods and moody, so Shia could also be moody. But if it takes place, if it takes place on three separate days, then it's a guy, he's an addict, he's an addict. But this halacha, according to Abaye, even after three nigiches were made by the Shia on three separate days, but if the fourth nigiche takes place not on the fourth day, but in the afternoon of the third day, is also part, it has nothing to do with becoming an addict. So we see from that, that in order to pay Nezek Sholem, it's not enough that the Shia is an addict. The Shia is an addict establishes one thing. It's not Nishan. It's natural for him. So if he became an addict, so it's not Nishan. But that's not enough. The halacha by Shia is, in view of the fact that at the very outset, it was unnatural for him to go. Goes through a process of adoy. So what is the process of adoy? So the halachas. So of course, one of the halachas is he has to become addicted. But that's not the only thing. Even if he's addicted already, so he has to go through a process of adoy. So in other words, only in the fourth nikicha takes place and is separate. That was, that's legabe according to the Rambam. So that's only legabei Nezek Sholem. So there is only, they're not, there are, there is, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is, it should not be Nishunet. It should be normal for him, for Helga Nasateva. And then there's another prerequisite, he has to go through a certain process. Simple as that. Mashinkin legabei Kefer. There we have only the whole Halishem of Muet. So the owner has to be gefer, it's only tolu, whether it's mishun or not mishun. Because you see, kefer, let's say, ligabe nizikin, so you have three of us, Karen, Shen, Red. So Shen, Red will always pay Nezek Sholem. Karen pays, the owner pays Nisat Karen, not Nisat Shen, not Nisat Red. So Mele, and by Karen, the Aloch is the outset, the Chiyuv Tashlim is on the Chatz Nezek. So then, the Nezek Sholem has to take effect through the process of Adoy. So the Aloch has, how does it become? What process of Adoy? Mashen ken ligabe kefer. So it doesn't make any difference whether whether the Sheer kills a human being with its horns, or it kills with its regal, or it kills with its mouth. It's one of the chayyab, so you'll say, but Nizakin also, everyone is chayyab. But there is different principles. So Karen is Karen, and Chen is chayyab, so Chen, regal is chayyab, regal. But with Abi Kifer, there is no separate chayyab of Kifer when the Sheer kills with the Karen, and the separate chayyab of Kifer when the Sheer kills with Chen. When separate people of Kiva kill it, sure kills! But there's one thing, if it's not normal, if it's unnatural, then there's no Kiva Kiva. So why is by Karen a difference between Tam and Meh? Not because there is Aloha Fadoye, but Aloha Fadoye, because it's Mishune. So Meneh, the Rambam Shiti is, when the Gemara says, Mu'ed Lodom, is Lul Abim Mu'ed Lodomo, Mudl Abemo, and Mudl Odom is Lulav Mudl Abemo. So that doesn't mean that if somebody, if an axe, a goes, if an axe goes, I mean, the Mudl Abemo is Lulav Mudl Odom. So it doesn't mean that if an axe was seen going, killing, let's say, three animals, so he doesn't show that he's so ferocious to kill a human being. Right? The axe has the amount of values, I mean, he distinguishes, you know, the axe is not racist in any way. So the axe, some way, if an axe is, goes and kills, so kills everybody. So he's an addict for everybody. But, Lidabi Chiv Nezek Sholem, there's no difference, you know, no difference. So it doesn't make any shalom. It doesn't make any difference whether it's mishun or not mishun. As long as at the outset it was mishune, so then in order to be chayav nezek shalom, he must go through a process of adoy. What is the process of adoy? So the halacha is mu'ed lebeimo is loyav mu'ed lodo. But it's not mishune. If he's mu'ed lebeimo, so it's not Mishune Lodom, but he's still not Chayav Nezek Sholem. He's still not Chayav Nezek Sholem. And you see that there now, and we have to say, and the same principle, now, for example, according to the Kiyos of Adar Sheni, so it's not Ben Chusin. So Mele is Bitnio. So it's not mistaber. Oh, muedli treifo abe muedli sholem beat me up. It's not mistaber according to the other Rishonim. So legabi becoming an addict, there's a difference whether he go three edik chavim or three israelim, or he go the treifo and he go the sholem. Why the axe knows who's a Jew or who's not a Jew? What is it? The axe is a member of the reform rabbi, is Amin, and so the axe, so what consults someone, is he Jew? There is so much confusion today that even Jews, good Jews, don't know, is he Jew, is not a Jew? And there is so much pressure, so you expect the axe to know all that, what the prime minister in Israel doesn't know. I mean, that's not Shaya. The answer is, When the Gemara says, according to our girls, Umuid le Akuma, Umuid le Odom, Umuid le Treifo, Umuid le Sholem, and what is Treifo at all? So Bishlem is sometimes a Treifo, you know, he looks, you know, like a Shavakele, but if somebody can be a Treifo and be like the best ball player, but he has cancer and he's destined to die, and the Rambam says that the Din Treifo le Gabi, Ritzeach, that is potter of Mrs. Besen, does not depend upon the Utrestrifis. Ligabi Bein. There it's Halachonish Messinai, whether the Rifim say he'll die or not die. But the Gavaktila depends upon the Rif. In other words, that means if medicine is not so developed as to have a cure for tuberculosis, then he's a Rif. When I was a young boy, so I remember in Warsaw, that if somebody had tuberculosis, so it was pointed out like someone who is going to die in a few months, close, because they had no cure. Some male in those days, if somebody killed a tuberculosis patient, he would be probably the best. But today, tuberculosis is cured. So if somebody kills a tuberculosis person, he's highly the best. And that's what Rambam says, that the treif of the gabbatavitela depends upon the reif. Not like the treif of Behemoth. Treif of Behemoth doesn't depend upon the reif. It's exhausted cost of Shalachimishina. So in other words, but you know there are certain people who have terminal cancer, but they can walk around, they can go to work, they can do everything, they can participate in the marathon. So how can you say that the sheir, if the sheir are killed, three traitors who can participate in the marathon, he's loyal and willing of wise. He knows better than all the doctors. The doctors only know by using the X-ray and by using the sound machine and by using all kinds of things. And this year you expect to be more intelligent than all the doctors in the world. It's not Mistaba. So how do they explain the Gemara? Not the Rambam's Gersa, the Gibitnio, Umuid Liakum, Habimuid Liyisrael, Umuid Litreifo. Alright, Bishlei Nahakum, alright, you can say, because, you know, the Shea sees a certain person who is dressed in a special way, so, but, let's say, suppose the Jews and the Yidduchovim are dressed the same way, so what should we say? That if somebody is a Mued, Leakum who is dressed in the same way as the Yisrael, so he's loyal and with Yisrael. I mean, what's the Svarah? What's the Hezbollah? So according to this Rishonim too, you have to say that there is the, but according to the Rishonim, that as far as becoming an edict is concerned, so of course Mued Leakum is a Mued Yisrael, Mued Treifo is a Mued Shalem, but whereas according to the Rambam, the only prerequisite is that it shouldn't be Mishune. So according to other Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, so just as Ligabi Nezek Sholem, there are two prerequisites. Number one, that it should be a natural act, not an unnatural act, not an abnormal act on the part of the Sheya. And number two, that it should go through a process of Adoye. So the Gabbai of Kefer, there are also two prerequisites. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is, there are two prerequisites, the Gabbai of Nelechol. But the Gabbai of Kefer, there are no two prerequisites. Why? Because the Gabbai Nelechol, so there are three separate offices: Keren, Shen, Regal. So Mele, so when the Keren Mued is Mazik, the owner pays in the Sholem, not just because the Sheol was Mazik, but the Keren was Mazik. And Keren, so there is a loche that at the outset he pays only half in Ezek. So Mele, even later on, in order to be Mokhir in the Sholem, he must have gone through a process of Adrei. So the loche is what process of Adrei? Mashein, Kin, Ligabei, Kefer, there are no three of us. A Sheya kills a human being. And what score? And the score of Keren, and the score of Regal, and the score of Shen? No. And the score of Sheya. There is no aloha of Shlei Sheov, his name will be Sheya Ligabi Achiv Keif. Only Gabi Nizokin in there. There are three separate others. So Mele, the Rambam Shite, all we are. But there is one thing. The Shia kills in an unnatural way, in an abnormal way, then there is no chiyuv keifer. But if he becomes an addict, whether he's gone for adoy or hasn't gone for adoy, so it's chayv. I think that's the plain shot in the Rambam. Yes?
In other words,
by Shosh
HaHemis, this is only the halacha where it has to be usual. That's why by
Arach Azal, Arach Azal also. That's right. I'm glad that you reminded me. That's why Roman Doma says that even if he chased, isn't it? How could he understand that? There couldn't be such a shite, Ligabin Ezek Sholem. It couldn't be Meir Adas, because Ligabin Ezek Sholem, there is Aloch of Adoy, chasing. Shows that he is very wild, but it's not Adoy. but regabei itreif regabei keicher. So according to that mandoma, all we need is it should not be an unnatural act for the chair. If we saw that he was chasing, except that the three people had helpers, but that doesn't change the fact that this chair is very ferocious, very wild, undisciplined. So mainly it's not a machinic act, it's not an unnatural act, it's a natural act.
Even the last verse of the Gemara, the Kato of the Arif Agma, also there's no...
Well, call Akma, so there is...
No, there is no Hadar.
Yet, I mean, the there is no Adoye between the best.
Yeah.
According to the Loshin that Laude Gavre.
Yeah.
But so maybe there we could say, just the Aloha of Laude Gavre, even if we say Laude Gavre, it doesn't apply to Gita.
So all the Halachas of Hadar,
that's right, yeah. Okay. Now, I wanted to discuss this first, but then the other things in Rashi that have to discuss. Now let's go over again the Rashi. Vagavulche kumashmi, krom di tole negiche bi odom, negiche beheime, di mashma neiche ya beima lomus bin odom, mashmeine di shere amir laarekes ha beima gimu bomim, lichoshi badoye liga bi odom, di mnoga chodom o meiz dini kitam, in Michal Mesakefa. Die Bitama Heri Godom Xiv Sokel wie Sokel und Sheir und Balashir Noki und Moit Xiv wie Gambol of Yumos Vayi Mise Hain Momen in Michal Mesakefa und Minyar Gliesh. So Rashi says Yumos means Momen. So Yumos means Momen? Yumos means Mise. But it means Mise Bishamai. But then the Torah says in Kifa Yishasol. So I mentioned there is a Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ben Ezra. Suppose he doesn't pick it. So the Rashbam says, then he's high musician. And the Ben Ezra says, no, he's but why? But the Torah says, one second. So the Ben Ezra explains, Gambol of Humus, Roli is high musician. Roli is high musician. Agavuch, I would like to point out something that the masculine, you know, and those who have no emune in Chazal, so they mention a certain Rambam Mir Nevuchim. The Rambam says in Mir Nevuchim, that he gives time a mitzvah. So he gives time a mitzvah only, everything in Mir Nevuchim. Then he discusses the time. That's why the Torah says, I'm the Chasai. So the Rambam explains, because mitzad yesha, strict justice, it is only right that if a person, let's say, amputated a leg of another person, that his leg should also be amputated. So then, Balti Shalini ask me, but Chazal say, so my task here, that's what the Rambam is in the book, is to explain the Tirosh B'chsav, not the Tirosh B'chsav. It's a terrible, on the surface it appears like a terrible statement, like Tisabuti is natural and masculine, you know, but I caught something here. I mean, so what's the pshat in the book? The book is very simple. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Yeah. The Rambam says in the Cheshivu Mazik Halochal, Achiv v'Chavir Chayev v'Shalom v'Chamishet Borim. Veilem Nezek v'Tzav v'Ripu v'Shelus v'Beishes v'Chamishet Borim Eilukul Mishtom Ayof Shemuchosav Kidin Kol Mazik Nezek Eitzibor. Then. Oh, never kids at Shinkota Yatraver, Ragley Rainy to Ebn Nimka Bishuk, Kamo Yofe Oz, the Hamo Yofe Ato, and Shalma Prash Yifus Nidomov. She never Antrasai, Yipiash Muelondo, Shezesh, she never Tahas, Lishalmon. Zed Nalogimo, Zesh Nema, Batira kashayitim mumu odo kim yinosin dey eini lach vil bezek mishachavad chavere elu shuhu lechasre eider ulach vil bey kashroso ulifichoch mishalim niske והרי מי אבל הסיק חוקיך על נפש רצח לרצח בלבד הוא שלא לקייפה אבל חיסור נבור ומלחבור עשיים בקייפה So, but how does Raman explain? כאשר ייתם מום בוד או מכינו נוסן בי It doesn't mean king נוסן בי If the חבר makes a moon in his in the Nerval so Bezden has to put the same moon in the חבר אלו שהוא רואו לחסרי In other words, what it means is that he deserves. What does it mean he deserves? He deserves. Mitzadid asadim he deserves. Mitzad mishpot. If a person makes a moon, b'chaveray. So
you do the same thing to him.
That's right. Lex talionis it's called. Lex talionis. The same thing. Lex talionis. The same thing. Mitzad mishpot, you should do it. But the Torah deflected from the middle of Din to the middle of Racham, from the middle of Mishpot to the middle of Tzedek. So the Torah said, no, it would not be consistent with the middle of Rachmones to, if somebody amputated the leg of the other, to amputate his leg, even though he deserves it to some Mishpot. He deserved it. But we have to go beyond the middle of Mishpot. We have to act within the middle of Tzedek. So whenever the Torah mentions Kefer, that means that the Torah deflected from Mishpot to Tzedek. Tzedek or Mishpot is possible to build Pitesh into it. Mechein Kisach. So the Mechein Kisach, or the foundation of the Kisach of it, is consists of two principles of Tzedek and Mishpot. That's what Chazal said. At the beginning, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to create a world with Midas Adin, but the Rebbeinu Shalom took note of the fact that mankind couldn't survive. So it's Rachamim. So there is a commingling of Midas Adin and Midas Rachamim. That's a deflection from Mishpot to Tzedek. So whenever we have Kefer, means there is a deflection from Mishpot. Kefer opinion. The same thing is true. Let's say by Sashem. So you can be paid. So that's called pidyon. What it means there is pidyon and kefer is the same thing. There is a deflection. From the point of view of Mishpot, so it should be the obligation of the person to bring the Maizah, the Peres Maizah Shem to Yerushalayim, to involve hardship, you know. I suppose he can go now to Yerushalayim. So to involve hardship. But the Torah had compassion upon the Jew. I mean, let's say he can't leave now his farm and his carom and everything, I mean, and leave everything abandoned, go to your shrine. So and to let the Peres stay, so it's a lot. So the Torah had compassion, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek, so the Torah said you can be paid it. So whenever the Torah has a din of kefer or of pidyon, it means that the Torah deflected from mishpot to tzedek, even pidyon abe, you know.
Tzedek means
mizrach. So it's even pidyon abe. So you know the Kohen says that was the takonas again. My boy is straight. Bidim chopcherecho ibucham shlom. Then the father, you know, he's such a devoted father, he says, B'nibche. And suppose the father would say, never mind, B'ni, I want the five slots.
I want the money.
Yeah, I want the money. So do you think that he won't have to give him the money? Of course he'll have to give him. There is Shibut Nechosim, the more in prayers. There is Shibut Nechosim. Today is the Hayom is in prayers. I mean, it's all time. There is Shibut Nechosim, it's a chayit. It doesn't matter what the father says. So why were the Geni Misaki? Why were the Geni Misaki? My boy is today. The answer is, it's called Pidyon Abe. So Bishleim Pidyon Petachamei. We understand. Because they are, let's say, a union of redeeming. Because suppose he doesn't redeem it through this, so then, Rarafted. But Pidyon Abe, why is it called Pidyon Mitzchei? Like any other chayv. Why is that called Pidyon? Every chayiv is called pidyon. The emissary is here. It's called pidyon because there is a deflection from mishpat tzedek, from din terachamim. Because after all, mitzat strict justice. So every Jew should be obligated to turn over the eldest son to the kohen. The kohen, I mentioned it already once, that the kohen should have custody over it, the way Chana did to Shmuel. She turned it over to him to have custody. And that would have been the greatest thing for her. But the Torah had compassion upon the Jews. Most Jews are not in Madrege, you know, to turn over the eldest son, that the kohen should have custody in Bisman Bisamigdosh, not in that Madrege. So there is a deflection from Din to Rachamim. Sins, that's why it's called pidyon. So Mele sins, mitzad midos hadin, the kohen would be entitled to have custody over the child. So Mele it's called pidyon. Mele the game of Misakin, he should use the lotion, be my boy's way. Not that it matters what the Israel says. So the Rambam explains Ayin Tachasayin the way the Ben Ezra explains Gambol of Yumus. The Rashbam says Gambol of Yumus means he's Chayv Mishe Shamay. But if he pays Kefer, so he takes off. He redeems, he takes off the Chayv. The Ben Ezra says no, even if he doesn't, he's not Chayv Mishe Shamay. But why is it Kefer? Why is it Gambol of Yumus? So the chiyuv itself, it takes off. I mean the chiyuv keifer, not the tashlumim of keifer, takes off the chiyuv mishamayim, but the chiyuv of keifer. So that's the pshat in Ayin Tachasayim. Ayin Tachasayim means is that his eiver should be removed because he removed the eiver of another. But the Torah deflected. And then the Rambam mentions, so the same way as the kefir when a sheir kills a human being, according to the Menezer's pshat. So maybe that's what the Rambam means in the Renevuchim. He says, he explains the Tam of Ayin Tachasayim. So he says, it's only right and just that if a person amputated the leg of the other person, that should be done to him. He deserves it. He deserves it. But the Torah deflects. As a matter of fact, there is a halacha in Sanhedrin.
What's this got to do with the maskilim?
Well, please, because the maskilim caught a fish here in this Rambam. He said to the Rambam, I have to explain to you what the maskilim thought.
But why does the Rambam use the lotion that his inning is to explain Teresh Baksar, not Teresh
Balpeh?
Yeah. Why is this?
He doesn't say Teresh Balpeh. He doesn't have to give timing for the deflection. Or that's what Rambam is. The Loshin is not, I don't remember that. You look it up, you'll see. In Sefer Shlishi. It's not that Loshin. He says it's not his task to give timing for the deflection. Gemara in Sanhedrin that in Chesam and Bey says, Omar is lucky, Shamak be your daughter, I thought initially you told me to Roshi. Shema Yimel Roshi Loma Sakre Echo. Loma Yikiso and Nemo Loma Sake. After officially you call Nikro Roshi. Zero of Hanin Nikro Haiti. Shema Mulakar to the Hazoko. Uxiva Tihat Sanon Delamoid. We have Jude or Rabuna Oma Tikotsit Yode. Shema Uzrea Roma Tishaber. If somebody is an habitual chayveil, so then his hand can be removed. Because of a pasuk, Uzrea Roma Tishaber, Rabune Kotziode. Rabune Kotziode. So Rashi says, Kotziode. Mi odo mecho choyorogil hagezes chaveire, ויקונסי בכך, כדאום הבפירק עם דבריו, בזנו ימקים באינשין שלו עם נתירו, לעסיסיות וגרו לדבר. So why דווקא, why do you need a פוסיק שלו, רומת השאבר, so there is a lot. The answer is, מצד בזן מקים באינשין, so that doesn't give a shoes to Besden to take an innocent person and to kill it, has to show it. So there has to be, it has to be higher. So the question is, so how can Besden even be Teras Migdal Mills amputate the hand of a Chevel who habitually amputates hands of other people because they're in special circumstances? So, and the Zazakosov of Sreya Romati Shabir is based upon the Pshat of Ayin Tachasayin, that it's a Mishpot. It should be done even if he does it once, but there is a deflection. Keifa. We have to take Keifa. It's by way of Keifa. We seek for Keifa on Nefesh Betzeach. So mele, if somebody is habitual and Besden feels that it's necessary, so then they can meet out the inesh that should have been from the point of view of Mishpat. From the point of view of Mishpat. Anyway, I got off my tangent because I mentioned the Machlokes, the Ben Ezra and Rashba. Now, at that time I said that from Rashi and Makis is much more like the Rashba. The 10th line from the end of the Omed in the base Omed base in Makis. Kufre kapore lechaper al ze sheorag. Kufre kapore lechaper al atzmei shechayev misi b'yishamay. Shechayev misi b'yishamay. So he says shechayev. Not only is chayev. Just like the Rashbam. However, from this Rashi, it seems to me it's mashma. Like the Shita of the Ben Ezra, because Rashi here says, over Muet Ksiv Gambol of Yumos, Vayhi Mise Haine Moment. If it had been, so if it's like the Ben Ezra, we understand, because on a practical level, it's Moment, nothing else. But according to, if it's the Ben Ezra, to understand, it's Moment, it's never Mise. But according to Rashbam, why do they say Vayim Misa Hanimomi? It's Misa B'Yishamayim. Except if he pays, so it's redeemed with money. But it's Misa B'Yishamayim. So this Rashi appears to be like the Nesra. All right.
If the
person
for some reason didn't
appear
correctly,
what?
Is there,
what is that? According to Ezra, there is never a chiv mishpat.
Even if there's no kaifa? Even if there's no chiv kaifa?
So of course there's no mishpat. The fact that generally speaking, there is a chiv kaifa, so it takes off the chiv mishpat in all cases.
So how does that mean that's going to refresh the word yumas?
What? What over the Rashi about but we didn't discuss the Rashi before. The Rashi, Ksif Ki Yigach, Divada Nishaven Asher Lehora, Yom Beis, Ubo Lo Bikeach, Abo Migife Have Mashma, Shemotze Imei Didoch Vei Bikarnos. So, I Od Misle Mazle, Sheyesh Li Das Lishner Es Gufe. So the first pshat in Rashi is, why do we say that Mu'ed Lo'odom have a Mu'ed Lebeimo? Because Odom Yisrael Mazel, so what's the pshat? Odom Yisrael Mazel, you know, it's a common expression. Lo, brought to Gemara Chum, did you? Yes, there is a Gemara Chum. Yesh Le'das, Lishmer Ez Gufei, there is a Gemara Chum, I have it. he knows how to take care of himself. So that is other misli mazli. Other misli mazli. That he knows how to take care of himself. Then, lishne achrine isli mazli. So, I mean, what kind of a pshat is that? The Gemara says, other misli mazli. The Gemara says, other misli mazli. So the question is, what does mazl mean? So it's Rashi. So the first pshat you understand, mazl means he has das, he has the intelligence to take care of himself. That's what's called in science adaptability. You know, I mean, there is one of the characteristics of living things is adaptability, the ability to adjust himself to the environment. So that is common to all living things. But in a day, the adaptability of an insect to the adaptability of a human being. It's a question of degree. I mean, it's such a big difference. So, mazle means he has mazel, he has das, to watch himself and to adjust himself to the circumstances and to watch out from the elements of nature and so on. That's one thing. That we understand. Lishna achrine isle mazl. What it means? So he's just repeating the words of the Gemara. Ve'inineach leho misei din gife. Because he has mazl, he has luck. So mele, it's not so easy for the axe to gore him, to injure. It's not so easy. In other words, it's much easier for an axe to gore an animal than to gore a human being. Why? Because a human being has mazl. But what is mazl? V'iniach lo misa b'gife, d'itzrifas kera miyad, el b'ngiche b'kiach v'kavone, o v'itzrifas kera b'guf. In other words, a behemoth has no mazl. Some melee, it's a relatively easy thing for an axe to go at. He doesn't have to exert a big effort, you know, and to mobilize all his energies. He can do it just like this, you know. It's a simple thing. Mashinkin, a human being, he has mazel. It's still possible for the axe to go in, but he has to mobilize all his energies, all his potentials, you know. But the question is, why? Because he has mazel. But what is mazel? So, I mean, according to the first chat, it's also the same thing. Because an Odom has das to watch out and to adjust himself to the circumstances, to the environment, and to overcome the elements of nature, so overcome the risks that are presented by the elements of nature. So melee, it's relatively difficult for an axe to go. So it's the same thing, but except in the first Loshon Rashi explains exactly what is mazel. Mazel means das. But in the second, he just says, he has mazel, but the question is, what is mazel? So Rabbi Kveiger says, "Ayn Shabbos Nigimu Mebeis Birashe Dibra Maschel Mazel." In other words, so what Rabbi Kveiger means, whenever Rabbi Kveiger mentions something, not to show pkias. Rabbi Kveiger was not interested in showing pkias, so he had kol on the tips of his fingers, but his motive was not to show pkias. So it means when you look up that Rashi, you'll understand what Rashi means here. Now let's see the Rashi there. Discuss what is a malbush, what is a tachshit, what is a masi. So the halacha is that certain things are tachshit. Now, usually we think tachshit is only something, you know, that people, you know, are proud to show off with. Shachet, let's say, a bracelet, a necklace, these things. But al pidin, of course, these things are tachshit. But not necessarily something that is worn in as a decoration. Let's say, if something, let's say kameh of mumche, somebody is sick, and he wears a kameh, it's also tachshit. It's not something that is worn as a decoration, but something that is effective, so is also, and in the garbia shebipio, in other words, if, let's say, she has a bad smell in the mouth, and she has to keep always in the mouth a certain kind of a capsule, you know, in order to which is used as a deodorant. So that's also tachshit. That doesn't mean chas v'sholem that one is allowed to carry a medicine in his pocket, because when she carries a garbia shel melech in her mouth, so then in the carrying serves as a deodorant. But when you take a capsule, you keep a capsule in your mouth, I mean, you keep a capsule in your pocket. So the carrying is not conducive to rifuah. It is the swallowing. So that doesn't mean that is a tachshit. But sometimes, you know, there is a certain shaila when a person has to, when a certain medicine is injected in the body, and it has to pass through the body all the time, so then it is a tachshit. But to carry a medicine, let's say, in the pocket, in case he doesn't feel well, let's say those who have heart trouble, so that's no tachshit, but because of sakonis, so they are allowed to carry it klachayat. I mean, klachayat, because that's only the rabbonon, and otherwise they wouldn't be allowed, because natugach nefesh, let them stay home. Who says that they have to? But sometimes there is, especially I had a child from certain women who cannot conceive, so then they get a certain injection, and the injection is a certain kind of injection that injects into the body all the time. So then it's like a tachshit, that's like a kameh. Anyway, there is a aloche that a person is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a kameh on his goof. Why? Because that in itself, the carrying, is effective. Only if it's a kameh or a mumch. So the Gemara says that in Gimel, how about a behemoth? Can a behemoth go out with the kameh on her goof? So the Gemara says that in Gimel with Aleph. So the Gemara says Aleph. 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Meise lo yeitze hasus biznafshol v'lo yibizaharu shebeneinof lo yeitze azav b'kishale v'lo yizim b'kishad yadayen v'lo yiporo b'chasem shebifio v'lo yisyochim b'trasklin shebifio mishas rabin v'lo yibahimo b'sandal shebarakleo v'lo yibikameye afal pishu mumch. So we find the difference between a behemoth and an odom. An odom is allowed to go out with a kameh or a mumch. But what's a mumch? A mumch means if three people were helped by the kameh. So, and the behemoth not. But that's a chumre by behemoth over and above another. So then, Daphne Gimelum at base, the first line, Omama, will I become a half a piece of mumch? For an aunt nan, will I become a shiny mumch? Do I got another? Homumch a shapper dummy, Hochename a shiny mumch, but for half a piece of mumch a ton. Mumchelodom vini mumchelbein. So the Gemara is saying, Enochaname, if let's say the kameh is that kind of kameh that was huzach to be effectively gabi behemoth too, so then one is the owner is allowed to let the behemoth walk out. He's allowed to let the behemoth walk out on Shabbos. But suppose the kameh has proven effective ligabi odom, but we don't know whether it's effective. No experiment was done with the behemoth. So then we say that mumche li odom, a kameh that is mumche li odom, is any mumche li behemoth. Why? So the Gemara says, So again, the Gemara mentions something similar to what the Gemara says.
So the Gemara says, Rashi says, Ziyah Mazlei, Malach Shaleu Meili Tzala. So this is what Tabit Rega means. In other words, the second Lashon in Rashi, and he said, the first Lashon in Rashi is Mazlei means the Yaseho. He has intelligence to take care of himself. That's the quality of adaptability that an Adam possesses to a much higher degree than a behemoth. So Meile, but the second Lashon is Mazlei means Mazlei. What is Mazlei? In other words, something esoteric, something hidden. According to the first Lashon, Mazlei is not something esoteric, it's not something mysterious. But according to the second Lashon, Mazlei means Mazlei. It cannot even be explained. What is it? It's a Malach. Now, what does Rashi mean by Malach? Now, the Rambam says in Mer Nivuchim, when Malach is, Malach means a Shliach. But in the Torah, and the Nevi'im, in Ksuvim, so usually, most of the time, when Malach is mentioned, he's a real Malach. Not just the Shliach, but sometimes, very rarely, Malachim, I don't think that the Rambam mentions that Ligabe the Torah, but probably in Nevi'im, in Ksuvim. So sometimes, Malach means one of the natural laws, natural forces, because Malach literally means the Shliach. The natural laws, the laws of nature, are the Shluchim of God. They manifest the Rebbeinu Shalom's will. But usually, in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Malach means a real Malach. As a matter of fact, they are two pshotim, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So one pshat is Malachim Amesh, and one pshat is Malachim Shluchim. So, but usually, most of the time, in Tanakh, in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Rambam says, Malach means Malach Mamesh. But sometimes it means a shliach. And a shliach can be a human being, a shliach. It can be a law of nature, you know, an invisible shliach. Because every law of nature manifests God's will. However, in Chazal, so of course, many times in Chazal, Malach means Malach Mamesh. But many times in Tanakh, it's only very seldom that Malach does not have reference to Malach Mamesh. But in Chazal, the Rambam says in Mir Nivuchim, so many times Malach doesn't mean Malach Mamesh, it means a force of nature. I think that's the Pshat in Rashi and Shapi. The Rashi doesn't mean that Adam is Mazle, there is a supernatural Malach that accompanies every person. What it means is, because, in other words,